This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable, delivering a statement at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Tianjin in China. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack. Meanwhile, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. The Tianjin declaration, released after the Heads of States Council summit, also recognized India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation in various sectors on the sidelines of the SCO summit and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties. Both leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. The Prime Minister conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year. The Prime Minister has since emplaned for Delhi after concluding his two-nation visit to China and Japan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the flood-affected areas in Jammu. Mr. Shah inspected the damage caused by the flood at the Tavi Bridge. He also visited Chakmangu, a village worst hit by the recent floods. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said relief and rescue operations have been carried out in full swing by disaster response forces, along with providing assistance in medical care to the affected people. He said that the Narendra Modi government stands firmly with the affected people and is committed to taking adequate measures for the rehabilitation of the affected people. The Election Commission today said claims, objections and corrections to Bihar's draft electoral roll can be filed after today but will only be considered after the electoral roll is finalized. This submission was made by the Commission before the Supreme Court during a hearing on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of Bihar's electoral rolls. The Court took note of the Election Commission's submission, which clarified that claims and objections may be filed up to the last date for filing nomination forms in each assembly constituency. In another case, the Apex Court today rejected a public interest litigation challenging the nationwide rollout of 20% ethanol-blended petrol, which alleged that millions of vehicle owners were being forced to use a fuel not designed for the vehicles. India's goods and services tax GST collections has surged by 6.5% to over 1,86,000 crore rupees in August this year in comparison to the same month last year. According to the Finance Ministry, the net GST collection also up by 10.7% to 1,66,000 crore rupees. Benchmark domestic equity indices rose today, snapping their three-day losing streak, buoyed by better-than-expected GDP data and value buying. The Sensex climbed 555 points to close at 80,364. Similarly, Nifty jumped 198 points to settle at 24,625. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul today. He informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. The minister assured that further relief material will be sent from India starting tomorrow. In hockey, India will take on Kazakhstan in the final Pool A match of the Men's Asia Cup Championships at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.